Hello, everyone. This is Anne Vorn of Just Jump Marketing, and I am here talking with my colleagues, Jenna Conley and Chris Sharp, and we're talking about podcasts, and we're doing a podcast on podcasting. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we just wanted to start off with why do companies, you know, want to do podcasts? What might be a good reason to do podcasts?
Jenna, why don't you take that one?
It's just a great opportunity to take some existing content and repurpose it in a different way. So a lot of times our clients spend lots of time developing these really robust blogs, and they put a lot of time into it, and they're wonderful posts that provide a lot of information. But the problem, sometimes people just aren't willing or ready to sit in front of the screen and look at and read a lot of content and posts. But giving podcasts to kind of repurpose that blog info, so it's not like reinventing the topic, it's just repurposing that topic type in a different channel. So podcasts is more of an intimate channel that allows the user to actually hear your voice and hear the inflections, and it creates a lot of more opportunities, actually. And you can get your point across in just a couple of minutes talking, and it's just a different way of reconnecting or connecting with your user.
I like that. That makes a lot of sense, that people can maybe, instead of trying to read it, can actually just listen. They can be doing something else, out walking their dog or something else, and be able to just listen.
And actually, just to play off of that, I think now more than ever, after this last year where everyone has spent basically every waking hour of our day staring at a screen rather than, you know, being face to face with people, I don't want to read another thing on the computer screen. I'm tired of reading blogs. I'm tired of reading articles that are streaming, but having the ability just to take that same material and listen to it in short bursts or even in long form, I find myself paying attention more, retaining more of the information, and kind of just engaging more with those topics. And so for me, podcasts just kind of open a door to my attention that otherwise has been shut by this pandemic. So,
yeah, that's a great point. That's a great point, because I think a lot of people are getting, Zoom fatigue and all of that, and just tired of looking at things. So, Jenna, what do you think are some of the benefits that, offering a podcast, you know, what does that do for companies? What is the kind of some of the benefits that brings to companies?
It just shows that companies are interested in connecting their users in different ways. So it's not just assuming that a user wants to read a lot. It's offering alternatives. So it's offering options, a podcast, a little bit of a blog, maybe a video. Options is very sensitive to users. You know, it's not kind of pigeonholing a user into a specific channel, but it's just about options. Some people prefer to listen. Some people prefer to read. So, you know, being sensitive to the options and making sure you give your content in different ways.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think as everyone is focused on kind of making their clients' user experience better and always trying to improve upon that, that's a good point, by providing options. Everyone's kind of got a different way of consuming information and a different way of, you know, as Chris said, kind of remembering information. So that's great. So say we have a client, say someone is interested in starting a podcast. How does that even work? Where do you start? Kind of what are they?
Absolutely. I mean, the great thing about this process is we're basically just trying to tap into content that they might already have or things that they're expertise in, and use that as kind of a launch platform to talk about stuff in a different way and reach a different audience. So if they have a library of blogs or articles they've written, each of those could make a good podcast, and we can ask questions about these topics that they know a lot about already and let them talk about it. And if they're things they're passionate about, things that they have genuine knowledge and interest in, that translates on a podcast.
That comes out. That comes out just naturally.
So if you're just starting out, let's say, you can tap into things that you've written in the past and talk about them in a new way to reach a new audience. And every time someone might write a new blog or write a new article, that can also be turned into a podcast, just to you know, expand who you're reaching and how they're interacting with it. And so you don't need to reinvent the wheel. You just are kind of taking the wheel and looking at it in a slightly different angle. And it has been working very well for us. And I think opening up a lot of our clients to an audience that they might not have so easily tapped into.
Great, that makes it sound easy. Thank you, and you do make it easy for our clients. So hopefully this has been great info. Hopefully everybody's learned a little bit about podcasting. Thanks, Jenna and Chris. And if you'd like to check out more information on our website, you can find that at justjumpmarketing.com or reach out to me directly with any questions. Thanks again, and hope you all have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.